Também é Harvard, cara. Have to help me.
Would you say boar or would you say male hog? Boar or?
I'd say male hog. I don't know what they really say out on the farm.
All right, I just want whatever be natural. General term for all male, female, and so forth. Hogs. Just
hogs.
And how about the female hog? Is there a name for her?
Yes, I'm sure there is, but I don't
know
what
it
is.
Okay. And the babies?
Pigs.
And the long things stick out of the hog's mouth.
Tusk.
You have two tusks.
Tusks.
Right. And on the back of the neck of the hog, there's stiff
bristles.
And so you said to feed the hogs. The hogs eat out of a
trough.
And two of them would be two
troughs.
And again, I hope I'm not offending you when I ask you, is there sometimes you have a hog and you don't want him to be a male anymore, they have a certain thing, they perform an operation on him. They have a term for that around here, have you ever heard?
Spay.
Spay?
They say that when he's a dog. I don't know whether that's what they call for hogs or not.
Okay. As far as you know, that would be fine. Now, the noise that a calf makes, the calf starts to, let's say the calf.
What, does it bark?
Okay. Now, some of these are going to be quite farm terms, and you may not know, and just whatever comes first is probably as good an answer as any. The noise that a cow makes is called a cow starts to
moo.
And the horse starts to
neigh.
They ever say
whinny.
And a hen that's trying to hatch is called a
hen that's trying to hatch.
Trying to hatch her eggs.
Oh, a setting hen.
And the building they keep the hens in is called a
hen house.
And
or a chicken house. They might say chicken house.
Is that any different?
No, it'd be the same.
One newer than the other? Or are they
about the same.
Now the container you use to keep to put the hens in when you take them to market. It has the bars on it, you know.
Yes, it's called crate, I guess.
You ever say chicken coop?
Coop. Yes, that would be better, I think.
And the bone that you like to get when you eat chicken?
Wishbone.
You ever hear pulley bone for that?
Yes.
Do you use it?
I have heard it used, but we say wishbone, but I've heard it called a pulley bone.
I'd never heard that. do you have a term for all the insides, including the heart and the liver and so forth, of a hog that you might eat? The edible insides?
Yes. What the colored people use them around here called shedder. What are they called?
Chitlins. That's a colored person's term, though.
Uh-huh. No, I think it's even on the. They have them in the market.
You can sell. You can buy
they
chitlins
buy,
there.
Uh-huh. You can buy them.
Good. Okay. And when the cows start to make noise, you know it's what time. It's
milking time.
Or if they're hungry, it's
feeding time, I guess.